not prepared to work with other people in the department. I'm sorry to say this, when she's not here. These are the challenges which we're facing. When we talk to these two people, as I said, social development is owing us 6 million. Am I right, Mbazi?
Yeah, 6.5.
6.5 million. Which, for the people, they refused, they took our money and left the people. So they must bring back our money. Because the money is gone, and Treasury had said to the previous CFO, go and talk to, let them bring the money. Yeah, we can ask that. The old accounting officer, you remember? Baduza? Yeah, it's the old one. Veliswa. The DG I found in 2014. They have to bring it back. Treasury is helping us to get it back. That's 6.5 million. Because that's why those are some of the issues which impact on the DDG. Because herself was supposed to go in terms of the proposal. She was one of the people who was supposed to go and be transferred to social development. The actual working and the transfers were 2014, and we concluded when DG came in 2015, but the monies were gone, so we have to reopen the negotiations with. That is why we have these people, because the people didn't leave. Certain people were made to go. Yes, there were people who went. Yes, and disability. Oh, the guy, Utoni. They did go, but there were and also, now that we are in a bigger picture, we understand. It was like pick and choose. You know, this one can go. This one can go. And therefore, the money then left without the people. So that's what makes us to have this problem. Because if the DD, I think the DDG realized that herself must go in terms of the proposal. And then decided to say, Zanambisa nonke, and I will remain. And her money too went. So we don't have that post. That money. The money is gone. I thought I need to indicate that. So what you are saying, it's wasteful. It's true, but it's what's supposed to be utilized by the department in other programs. So that's what has happened, because she's gone, she's left, but she's stuck with us. So we're trying to place her. Unfortunately, as we indicate, the various departments, she couldn't succeed in interviews because she had to go through interviews for the same position of DDG.
Now, just unfortunately, I have to leave. Chair, if I can just ask, is this the correct term then to use, disciplinary? Because if, in my terms, if somebody's up for a disciplinary, it means they've done something wrong. In this case, it may not be.
No, we are saying currently her status is that one. But there's a history to it. She is being investigated now. That's the current status. The old status was based on being additional to the establishment. That's why now I'm explaining that her money is gone. But now, over and above that money gone, there are issues related to disciplinary matters. So those are the issues which we can't also see, because we're going to come back. You'll ask us, why didn't you discipline her when there were issues? So that's what we're taking corrective measures. I'll ask the others which I didn't touch, DG, to. And the last one which I want to say, maybe the committee needs to know, is that the School of Governance, which falls under DPSA Chair, is also dealing with education on gender mainstreaming. So they are the ones, I think, when you call DPSA, they must also maybe call the School of Governance to come and tell you what education are they providing to government officials when it comes to matters of gender mainstreaming. So there is training, but it's not under us. It's under DPSA. Yeah. So that's the last issue. If there are any issues, we'll just...
There are a couple of issues that I just wanted to raise to reinforce what Minister said. Just on this last issue of the National School of Government, the training that they've been doing is training the gender focal points. And they're very proud about the number of gender focal points that they've trained. But when you look at the understanding of the gender focal points around real gender mainstreaming in the sense that we would use it, of integrating it into core business, that element has not come through. So part of what we will also need to be doing, and I think that Minister is correct, that engaging for the Portfolio Committee to engage with the National School of Government will certainly assist. We will need to look at the content of that course, because the people who've been through it are certainly not managing to instill a correct understanding in their departments, part of which is because they've been located in HR or events management, and partly because they're very junior. But I think that there are training issues that need to be dealt with. I think that in relation to the issue of additional contract staff in the finance team, we are trying to ensure that in this financial year we resolve all of the remaining challenges in finance. And some of these issues are issues that go back to 2009. So we really need somebody who is not dealing with the current financial management issues to be able to focus on dealing with that. So that is the approach that we're adopting, so that we're able now to really be able to cross that hurdle. I'm going to ask Chief Director Corporate Management to speak on the posts that are currently being advertised. I think Minister has explained the issue of the challenges of DGs. In particular, the reluctance to have the GFPs reporting directly to them. But I think that is a process that we can certainly, following Minister's guidance, engage further on that process. The M&E Val will respond to, and I'm sure DDG policy stakeholder can also add onto that aspect. I'm just trying to see if there's anything else that I need to... I think, let me clarify the issue of STEM. The only reason why the letters STEM pitched up there was because it was a last year's target, and the committee had asked us to update on last year's targets. So that chapter has been closed. And I think that when I spoke to it, I did refer, without going into the detail that Minister's gone to, that work is being taken forward through the partnership with UWESO. So we've now completed the reporting on last year's outstanding challenges, and we will now ensure that we brief you properly and ensure that you're invited to the UWESO process. I think let me then hand over to, and I think perhaps just one comment on the issues raised by the Honourable Member in relation to the issues of hostels and floods and all of those. That is to a large extent a reflection of the challenge that we have of getting gender mainstreaming, because there are particular departments that should be addressing those issues of women in that context. In the issues of hostel, it's the human settlements that needs to be addressing it. In relation to the floods, it would be the disaster management, which is COCTA and local government, that would need to deal with it. The issues of farmers would be in part a Department of Labour responsibility, in part an issue of agriculture. And I think that the other element around the issue of budget is also something that for me was really informative when we were interacting with the G&A cluster around the GFPs and the DG's responsibilities. The immediate response was, no, but then we've got to have additional money for the GFP. And we were saying, no, gender mainstreaming is using the budget allocation that you've got to ensure that you're empowering the 52% of the population. And so I think, again, it's a reflection of the lack of understanding of the connection of their responsibility as an accounting officer to mainstream socioeconomic empowerment and to utilize the allocation that they've been given to ensure that that responsibility is addressed. But let me hand over then, Minister, you wanted to pick up on something.
Yeah.
Thank you, TG. Honourable Member Tseke has asked the question around the difference between the M&E framework and M&E system, and that shows that we have achieved. Now, the M&E framework is one of part of the M&E plan, where it includes also the system on how we are going to operationalize and evaluate. Now, at the moment, in the department itself, we do have an operationalized system where we are able to send questions to departments to draw information around analysis, whether it's of APP or non-pen plan. But the department met with TESSA, met with DPME and Treasury around the system that TESSA uses to analyze APPs. And that system is a system that ultimately we will, as the four departments that are analyzing government, are going to utilize. They have already included that system on the desktop of the M&E chief director for all the four departments now in analyzing the APP for 17-18, so that they are able to pick up information. Our department will look at gender, Treasury will look at how much the departments have budgeted for women, and DPME will also look at that. So the system is going to be the one that for now TESSA is using, but operationally we do have a system where we ask questions from departments. That's a difference. Chair, we also thought we'll present the dialogues, but I realize that we've run out of time.
Okay. Thanks, Chairperson. The position that we advertised, I think DDG and some chief directors, it's work in progress. Shortlisting has been done for the DDG. It's only then a minister and other ministers will interview, hopefully before the end of this month, so that we submit to cabinet. The other position, DDG, I think they indicated for the DDG that resigned in end of August, so we've advertised that for DDG's team. So it's work in progress now for that. The other chief directors, I think governance, transformation, justice and security, it's a chief director level. We're busy looking for some panel members. It's a critical post in us, so the type of panel members that we need will able to assist us in resolving some of the questions that you are asking us, because it's more those gender responsive budgeting, the gender focal points, and which of course will assist quite a number of things. But I need to indicate also in terms of, I need to put an apology for the trip at the 10 to 18 July, because I was sending the director of finance, how come could that expenditure, because what they realized, they didn't confirm with the ministry and they didn't look at the bus report. They look in terms of the plan by then and costed it the way it was done. But I check with Nexus now to say that expenditure is not there. It was not even, we never incurred it. It's not part of the NYM. It's only just, it's an oversight on their side. And then he sent me an SMS to apologize. But I said, that thing shouldn't happen in future. We never incurred that expenditure, but it's unfortunately it's misleading because it's in the report now for it. So we are withdrawing and apologizing for it and stuff like that. Thanks.
Just the last point, it's also to indicate when we come back, we will also report on the issue of 30 days invoices. I just want to be upfront. I've said to the DG it's unacceptable, and I am going to sit with the team and understand why, being a small department, are we not able to pay within 30 days? Because stories, you hear stories, and also some of us hear stories. We're all in the same space. So we want to understand really what is the problem when we are so small. you know, why can't we pay within 30 days? And we don't we don't deal with millions and billions like other departments. So I thought I also need to indicate that we are going to take steps around that. And if the need to be a particular action, corrective measures, we will take corrective measures, because we don't want you to ask that question when we come back again. We know that you didn't ask, but we don't want next time when you come, you raise it. We want to deal with it. If there are problems, we must be able to tell you what are the problems, but also take action in resolving those matters, because we are a small department. Thanks, Chair.
Okay, thank you, Chair. The other thing that that hasn't been dealt with, I don't know how it's going to be dealt with, is the 16 days of activism. Because now we are not far from that, and I just wanted to know your plans on that. So,
Minister, currently, currently you are small. The consequences of not paying people within 30 days is huge, because those small businesses will never develop. Even if you're a big department handling millions of rents, your conscience, you as the financial officer, what does it say to you when you don't pay these people? So why do we have to have SMMEs when the government is not helping? It's not becoming developmental. What is the use of having them?
Chairperson, Joyce can just quickly brief on the 16 days so that at least you have an idea on the on our approach this year.
Good day, and okay. Since we're running out of time, I'll run through. The presentation is very clear. You'll be able to follow. There are two things that I'm going to present on. One is the 16 days, and one is the National Dialogues on Violence Against Women. I want to start with the National Dialogues on Violence Against Women. DJ, you go through as I go through. I won't go to history. We all know that South Africa is one of the countries that has the highest rate of violence against women and children. South Africa is one of the countries that has got the best laws legislation framework, we internationally were recognized. We have the best institutional mechanisms. Your TCC and other institutions have been recognized internationally. Ban Ki-moon even said the TCC is one of your, is the world's best model practice. However, violence continues, which means that there's something that we're missing as a country. We develop laws, we have institutions, but these things don't talk to communities. So as a department, first of all, after the 16 days, though I'll come back to the launch of the 16 days, the president made a call that 16 days must be extended to 365 days, and the ministry launched the hashtag 365 days campaign, where government and society was called to do something about eradicating violence every day every day 365 days a year. Hence, we launched the hashtag 365 days. However, the hashtag 365 days has not been very clear in terms of what is happening. In order to effect the hashtag 365 days, the Department of Women then planned the National Dialogues on Violence Against Women. The National Dialogues is about talking to communities about violence, to understand the extent of violence, to understand the causes of violence, and to come up with possible solutions, because communities are capable to instruct or to give what would be a solution to violence. All they need is just to be heard. So the national national dialogues have got five pillars. Go to the next one. The national dialogues have got five pillars. We'll be focusing on 1, conversation with communities; 2, service fairs, including counseling and health; 3, it's economic empowerment; 4, it's access to justice and service delivery; 5, is criminal justice system and access to justice. The first one, conversation with communities, is to authentically engage members of the community on causes and extent of violence and possible solutions, to make communities aware that violence against women continues because they turn a blind eye and do not want to be involved because they think it is their neighbor's problems, it is not their problem. To generate public knowledge that can be used in order for communities to be able to respond to violence. In most instances, communities do not know how to respond to violence. When a child is raped, in most instances, people don't know, even the parents don't know what to do. Hence, they bath the child and then, removing the evidence. So it's important for communities also to know that in case of an incident, who do they call, where do they go, what do they do, how do they preserve, the evidence, so that there can be a conviction. Service fair, including counseling and health. When you talk to communities about violence, especially those that have started the healing, you reopen the wounds. So in order for us to be able to talk to communities but also assist them to continue healing, we need to bring in social development, Department of Health, and other professional organizations. There are professional organizations, psychologists, psychiatrists, and others that are partnering with us as we roll out the dialogues, so that they can be able to, even after the dialogues, continue counseling the victims and families of victims. But also, rural communities have unique challenges in terms of accessing health. In some instances, I remember, I was in KZN when women asked me, what are we doing in terms of access to health for women? Because access to health does contribute to violence against women. And they said, for example, somebody doesn't go to check whether they've got high blood or sugar diabetes or whatever. They visit you, they come drink tea at your house, they go out, they collapse and die. They come and burn your house and say, you are the witch. And normally you don't look at it in that way. So we need to ensure that women also access health. So this process will also be encouraging women to access health. The third one is skills development and empowerment. Here we have, there are about 14 sitters that are already partnering with us. But also we have Ekuruleni Skills Develop. It's Ekuruleni Artisans Training Center. They're a private sector. However, they've received funding from the Netherlands for training people in the rural areas. So when they approached us, we thought we would, you know, try and be biased towards women and ensure that the training focuses on women, on women. They'll be training women on welding, boiler making, glazier, painting, roof, fixing, refrigerator fixing, and other artisan skills. And I think this will also contribute to South Africa's shortage of skills. The other one is access to justice and service delivery. This one, as you go to communities and talk to them, the first thing that we know that we'll find it would be, we've reported cases, nothing is happening with cases, police are not coming back to us, or we see the perpetrator walking on the streets, or all those things. So we'll be working with communities to ensure that those cases are opened, or to ensure that you know, they get information in terms of the status of their case. We have done that in Northwest at Nauport last year when we had the 16 days where we would follow up on cases. There was one case of an 85-year-old woman who was raped and killed, and the community had already accused a certain guy. However, they saw him walking on the street, so they were complaining about it. When we followed up with the case, we discovered that this guy has been excluded by the forensic evidence. However, the police never went back to the communities to say, even the family, to say, no, it's not him, he's been excluded. So the family kept on saying it's him, he's out there. So this will assist communities also to know about the status of their cases. And then the next one, the fifth one, is access to justice. It's access to justice also, but we'll be focusing on what exists in communities. Whether there's there are courts, police station, shelters, what exists in the communities, and whether is it functioning or not. Because sometimes we say there are courts or there are shelters or the mobile police stations. You get there, you find that they are not working. In order to ensure that people in the rural areas can access services like everybody else. That is the access to justice. Okay, we're also partnering with University of Pretoria. It will also be our anchor university so that it can be able to involve other universities in provinces where we'll be going. However, our challenge now with the University of Pretoria is their fees must fall because students are not there. They were going to involve university, you know, your master's students and all those. However, they have requested us to record all the processes. Then they will start analyzing the information in January with the relevant students. We have partnerships with government departments, civil society organizations. Some of the civil society organizations have even informed us that they have their own budgets. They want to be involved in the dialogues. Also, Sonke Gender Justice, the organizations that are mobilizing men, are also part of the dialogues. The dialogues will be launched on the 25th of November during the 16 days. And this year, the focus of the 16 days is going to be different. We are not going to call the masses where we have 10,000 masses, you know, because anyway, we'll be meeting with the masses as we are going to the provinces. How the dialogues are going to be rolled out, we are starting now in Limpopo because the 16 days will be, the 25th will be commemorated in Limpopo. Entire 16 days we'll be talking to communities in Limpopo. February we'll be going to Mpumalanga, just like that we'll be going to different provinces. So now during the 25th of November, only sectors and the leadership of the sectors will attend the meeting. We are targeting about 1,500 to 2,000 participants. As government, is civil society, however, the leadership is faith-based organization, traditional leaders, and we're hoping that the president will be the one who will launch the national dialogue so that he can be able to give, you know, instructions, directive. can be able to give directives to all the duty bearers for them to be able to address the issue of violence against women, because we have done, we have developed laws, we have done all that we can, but violence continues. That means there's something, whether in communities or the service providers, that are not doing. So this will be an event where people will be taking the directive in order for them to be able to go and implement. I don't know if I've left anything. I will request Minister to add.
Just to add, we, as you can see, we're starting in Limpopo, and we will be doing district per district. We're not going to like to go to Seshego. We'll go to each district because we want to make sure we cover all districts. When we come to a particular province, we cover all districts. But the other issue which I want to add is that we are also identifying local civil society, because most of the time we work with national, but we never work with local civil societies. So that's one of the issues, because we think if we work with locals, they understand the problems, but they'll also be able to assist. When we pull out, we can have a machinery which continues to be a support system for women. We'll be working with the police, we'll be working with IPED, because women, one of the things, they don't use IPED. It's only criminals who knows that a police you can report. But women don't know that you can, you have a recourse if a police mistreat you. So that's what we're going to be doing too, as part of making sure that we bring recourse and justice to the people. SAULA, it's the lawyers. You forgot to talk about SAULA. It's an organization of lawyers. The women lawyers are very keen, are going to participate in different provinces in making sure that they can assist the communities. We also have judges who, women judges, I must qualify, women judges who said they want to partner with us. As part of the dialogues, they will also be conducting workshops on family law for women to understand all the issues which affect them as women. So that's part of our briefing. So we'll be starting in Limpopo for the whole period, but going to all the provinces. And I must also indicate it, arising out of the interministerial committee, which is chaired by Minister Social Development, they have agreed that they see, in fact, there's a lot of enthusiasm from government, private sector, churches and everybody. But from the IMC, they saw it as part of a process which will lead to the integrated program of action, which was developed by Social Development in 2013 on violence against women, because it's up for renewal in 2018. So they see this as a process which will contribute in making sure what are the problems. But also what we want to also establish, it's also to start dealing with the reality of our statistics. Because our statistics, as we know, as women, are not a true reflection. All the time, there's a decline, but in reality, there's an increase. So we are saying, if that's what we come across, we must not be shy to say, indeed, it's high. And we must acknowledge as government, as South Africans, for us to be able to find a mechanism in resolving that. So in a nutshell, that's what we'll be doing. We'll be working with the police. In some instances, we might have to take a woman and go to the police station to see what has happened to that case. So we're looking at more of an activism kind of an approach of a program and intervention mechanisms, more than just going there on a 16-day and after that and go away. So out of our experience last year, we've developed that to say we must leave. That's why skills development through various sectors are coming on board, because you can't talk about violence if you don't address issues of also economic empowerment and the self-esteem of women in our country. Thanks.
Thank you, Minister. Because of time constraint, I just want to ask the question, whether do you going to have a legal unit in the department? Because I think that the department is starting now to have these community dialogues. And if there are cases that need to be followed out, are you going to depend on those lawyers, or are you going to establish a legal unit within the department? And also on the issues of resources, we find that this department has got limited resources. How are you going to get the transport for people to come to those dialogues, as well as catering, because we know that people have to
stay long hours in those community dialogues. Thank you. And also to say that we know that there is also Chapter 9 institutions that we are going with, which is including the CGE, who are also going to assist you in those cases. But according to the department itself, because you have started this, are you going to do that? Thank you.
Ngibonge sihlalo lapho ngaphambili. Ngibonge noma isikhathi esincane nje lo double tint to justice namalungelo ethu. Luyinkinga ngoba lufuna sangathi kungaba nesikhathi esiningi la sizolukhuluma khona silihlafuna. Okokuqala nje bengifuna ukwazi ukuthi la khona lezi zinto lezibizwa ngokuthi ama joint. Lama joint nawo ayimbangela yokuthi kube khona lama rape angekho emthethweni, ukugwazwa ngokungekho emthethweni. Phela isiZulu ngathini, siyahamba sishonele siphinde sibuye singabe ungrape ongasemthethweni. Ngiqonde ukuthi umuntu uhamba lapha athi uyophuza ozijabulisa, afike lapha yana. Ngicela ungangidisturb ngoba ngizovela impi ka lo hambe ngidelile ngizoyithela kuwena Robinson. Matches ngoba lezo zinto ezinye ngempela esikhala ngazo sihlalo. Uyabona uma uthi uyabheka inkululeko ifikile kodwa ifike nezinto eziningi. Uyabona uma uhamba uye emalokishini khona imithetho efike ithi ijoint alivumelekile eduze kwecrash, isonto, police station, kanjalo phakathi kwemizi. Uthola ukuthi akuyabona nje Friday akulalwa emalokishini. Uthi uma uthi uyabenza i-research banayo i-license. Although mhlawumbe ibatshela ukuthi abagcine ngo 11 ebusuku, bayithole kanjani? Uyayizwa loo nto. Ngezezinye into eziyisihlukumezayo. Okunye emakhaya kunamacala agcina sephilela obala ngenxa yokuthi ama-police station akude, akukho nalento ebizwa ukuthi ama-mobile. Umuntu uma kufuna kahambe aye e-police station mhlawumbe uyoreporter ukureshwa or enye into mhlawumbe beshawa indoda noma ukuthinta ukuhlukumeza, ugcina sethembela emthandazweni because imali njani ayikho. Uma ishiwe ibhasi lokuqala akezikwazi mhlawumbe akanawo naleyo mali. Yini esingayenza la ukuthi ngempela labantu nabo babegcina bekwazi nabo ukuthi baye labazo khipha khona izimvo zabo, babanye baze bagcine sebeyihenga uzokuthi umuntu uyibulele. Ngani? Uyahlukumezeka, kukho lezo yakhona athole nale zinto okhuluma ngazo njengo-counseling kanjalo. Okunye-ke ngifuna ukwazi-ke ngoba usukhona lana siyayikhuluma lento angiyilwi, ngiqonde ukuthi nje siyalungisa. Lana-ke phakathi ephalamende thina abantu besifazane siyashawa, sishawa amadoda kodwa sibe sithi sikhululekile. Mawukhululekile ukuthi unelungelo lokukhuluma noma kanjani. If mhlambe lo nto awuzani nayo, akukho la kuthiwa ngishaye khona, uthini lapho? Okunye ke sihlalo uyangidisturb mfethu yazi. Amana ke sorry, ngiyeza lapho. Okokugcina ngci ile yokukhulelwa kweingane. Namba othisha bebhizi belokhuza iy'ngane zethu, ekugcineni uyambona uthisha usebuyile, mhlawumbe ugcine la bazali bazi ukuthi uthisha akasekho kulezo sikole. Uyamthola usefakwe kwesinye isikole. Ithini lelo cala ngoba lo muntu engenayo imali?
I think lezi zinto okhuluma ngazo yizinto ezobe addresswa yiwe la ma-dialogue okuzokhuluma ngawo. So I don't think because you don't have time to continue, maybe we can give another members to say.
Okay, ngiyabonga kodwa ngisangathi bengaphinde uzivakashele lo mnyango.
Thank you, Chair. I think it's a good program that you're coming up with, Minister. The only thing what I'm concerned about now, you've got 8 days before you start the 16 days of activism, and also you have a continuous program that's going to come on. How have you made it available so that women know that this initiative from the Department of Women is coming to their communities? And also, I just want to find out how much is it going to cost? Did you budget for it? And also, if you're going to be having reports every time when you come to say, okay, this is what we've done, how many women have been, to turn up in these dialogues. Thank you.
Chair, thank you. I just want to check the status of this program, Minister, because I see it's a secret, still written secret down there. Okay. And the last one, Minister, I think we've been raising it. Maybe today let's try to finalize it. The issue of the appointment of commissioners, the advertisement. Maybe let's try to discuss it maybe 2 or 3 minutes, because we have raised it when we are dealing with the annual report, saying that the minister must advertise. Fortunately, Parliament has resolved on that. We've got a resolution for the ad hoc committee for the appointment of that the commissioners, and the deadline is the 31st of January. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, I'm not quite sure with regard to the CGE Act. Because I can see that you have been using 2 or 3, you know, the 1996 one, and there's another one which is amended. So I'm not quite sure what is the role of the minister in the amended one. Because so you have to advertise now, Minister. The deadline for that ad hoc committee, if it's your responsibility, I think let's do it now so that we should avoid confusions.
Just to check, just to answer, I had already given instruction that we must advertise CGE.
It was with the legal.
Yeah,
yeah. Yes, I've given out that it must be advertised.
So, if we talk about this weekend, you'll find it in the newspaper.
This weekend.
And Bazima?
Bazima, CFO, acting CFO.
Which papers are we using?
It will go to Government Gazette.
Vukuzenzele.
Advertise.
I need to pin the budget implications too. Yeah. Thanks. So this weekend, check the newspapers. You will see it. We will be coming after getting come to you, because the process. Oh, clarifying, it's with us, because you remember the amendment was about the jurisdiction of CGE.
Yes.
They reside with us, because initially they used to be part of justice, but then that amendment. Administrative amendment was making them to come to us. But I think we need to also to clarify that they're not accounting to us, they're accounting to you. So that is why we are just a conduit. Yeah, challenge.
Yeah, I wanted to clarify the issue of the advert, because the whole process, I know that.
Yes, and also it comes to you.
Yes, I know that.
Okay, yes. And then responding to the issue, are we done? Okay, yeah, I'm just saying, the issue of legality, we don't have, but I must say, we have found an overwhelming support. we don't have money. I want to be upfront so that we don't come and say sinamali ningi ngelinilanga asinamali, but we found people, like when we talk about training, the sitters are bringing money. Department of Health, they were boasting that they've got 3 billion. So we piggybacking, like we did, on their money. They say they've got 3 billion for HIV and AIDS, 14 to 25 girl child, which, and then that's the money which they have to spend within 3 years, and they're prepared to work with us. So various people will be coming on board. They'll be bringing their money. They will also be bringing their money. We will add a bit. I must be upfront. Treasury, it's not enough, but they've also have, allocated us about 10 million. We hope with the last stick we're getting from other people, including local government, if we go to a particular municipality, they've cooperated. So it's a hoi hoi. Yeah, it's a joint effort. Eh? Yeah, that 4 million, this time we'll use it. There's no rollover. We're going to use it, and they've given us 6 more million. We're working around that. So, and as we say, in Limpopo, already we've done. But we are also, because we don't have enough budget, we must minimize how, because adverts and everything wants money. So we will try and minimize. But we don't want the little money we have must be wasted on adverts. That's another issue. We have to make sure that we deliver on it. Issues of transport, we want to bring people. We've got lawyers. Lawyers are offering pro bono. They're not asking for money. The women who will be assisting, they'll be offering free. And I think that's the only way this department can really impact, if we work in partnership with other people. On our own, I want to be upfront, there's nothing we can do. It's only when we partner that we will be able to deliver. And I think through our last year, 16 days, it showed partnering with the police in Northwest, Social Development, CGE, we managed to solve the problems Joyce was referring to, including building a shelter for elderly people. I know I don't get coverage, but we do work. There are... Yes. Eh? And a sports center was built for the children, so it's and homes of some of the victims, and we worked with correctional services to offer that service. So you're right, we don't come in. That's why I want us to come on a regular basis, at least to see that there are things which we do. It's just that because we are unable to come up with huge publicity, but rest assured, the committee will always try and make sure the little we have, we stretch it. But the only way is partnerships, because Sonke Justice is bringing their own money. So that's why all the people who are coming on board are more or less bringing their own money. So our money will be utilized for locals. Yeah. Hey, this alliance, I don't like it. Share now.
You see, the problem is that I have been observing today, Chair. This alliance, I in your
today.
Yeah, I
know.
No, thanks, Chair. I think in a nutshell,
thank you very much. The debate on 60 days
Yeah. No,
I'm going to go to the hospital.